bacteriological profile and their antibiogram from cases of acute exacerbations of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, a hospital-based study. Introduction. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, that is COPD, is a major cause of morbidity and one of the principal causes of the death worldwide. Exacerbations of COPD have considerable impact on healthcare system at both primary and tertiary care levels, as they are the major reason for antibiotic use and admissions. Additionally, exacerbations lead to indirect costs because of days lost from work. COPD affects 30% of patients seen in chest clinics and constitutes 1 to 25% of hospital admissions all over India. The disease is also associated with working and social incapacity and has a tendency to repeated exacerbations, both infective and non-infective. Cigarette smoking or inhalation of dust or fumes are important contributing factors. The role of bacterial infection in exacerbations of chronic bronchitis and the use of sputum cultures to reach an etiological diagnosis to guide clinical management are subjects of current debates. The disease is defined by the clinical symptoms in which excessive mucus production leads to coughing up sputum on most days during at least 3 consecutive months for more than 2 successive years. During episodes of acute exacerbations, patient is having increased expectorations and usually associated with increased clinical symptoms, signs and functional disability. Organisms that are most commonly associated with exacerbations are Haemophilus influenzae, Streptococcus pneumoniae and Moraxella catarrhalis. Because of chronic colonization, it is difficult to incriminate one of these organisms as a specific cause of an acute infection. But predominant growth of one organism and its correlation with gram staining can resolve this dispute. Over 90% of patients with AECOPD are treated with antibiotics, although the effectiveness of many is uncertain because of the emergence of resistant strains of most common respiratory pathogens in the past 15 years. The acute exacerbations can contribute to irreversible progression of disease. Hence, timely institution of correct management is imperative for better prognosis of the disease. This study was conducted to find out the bacteriological profile and their antibiotic sensitivity pattern in AECOPD, as scanty reports are available from India. Materials and methods. It was a prospective study comprising 75 cases diagnosed as having AECOPD from June 2006 to December 2006. The inclusion criteria. Patients were diagnosed by the clinician concerned depending upon the presence of two of the following symptoms. 1. Increased cough. 2. Increased purulence and or volume of expectoration. And 3. Increased severity of dyspnea. The exclusion criteria. 1. All cases who had evidence of pneumonia or bronchiectasis developed as a sequelae of other disease, clinically or on chest radiography, those patients who were already taking treatment in the hospital. Patients who were having severe breathlessness or wheezing or chest pain or altered sensorium or lowered arterial oxygen were admitted in the hospital. History of smoking or immunization for H. influenzae or S. pneumoniae was also noted on for all patients. The sputum samples, preferably 2, were collected from all patients after rinsing them out twice with plain water. In few of our patients, a second sample could not be collected because of non-compliance of patients. Routine hematological investigations and chest radiography were done on the day of presentation. The sputum samples were subjected to direct gram staining and culture on 2 sheep blood agar (SBA), McConkie agar (MA) and chocolate agar plates. On 1 SBA streaking with staphylococci was done to facilitate growth of H. influenzae. Sheep blood agar plates were kept in 5 to 10% CO2 incubator. All plates were incubated at 37 degrees Celsius for 24 to 48 hours. Gram stain reporting was done according to Bartlett's grading system and culture isolates were identified according to standard techniques. Antibiotic sensitivity for the pathogenic organisms isolated in culture was done by Kirby-Boyer method according to CLSI standards. The results. 75 cases were included in the prospective study. The maximum number of patients, that is 76.74%, were above 55 years of age. Sex-wise distribution showed 66, that is 88% males, as compared to 9, that is 12% females. 53 cases, that is 70.66%, needed hospital admission and 22, that is 29.33%, were outpatients. None of the patients had received immunization for H. influenzae or S. pneumoniae in the past. About 40% males were chronic smokers. The growth of pathogenic organisms was obtained in 27 out of 53, that is 50.94% of hospitalized cases, and 15 out of 22, that is 68.18% of outpatients. Gram-negative bacilli outnumbered the growth of other organisms, as shown in Table:Figure 1. Single organism was isolated in most of the samples, 92.85%, that is 39 out of 42, but in 7.14% cases, that is 3 out of 442, growth of two organisms was observed. P. aeruginosa was predominant, isolated 25.92% among the hospitalized patients, followed by S. pneumoniae and Acinobacter species, which was 18.51% each, Klebsiella species and M. catarrhalis 14.8% each. In our outpatient cases, K. pneumoniae 33.33% was responsible for causing most of the infections, followed by P. aeruginosa 20%, M. catarrhalis and Acinobacter species 13.33% each, and Streptococcus pyogenes 11.11%. In one case, growth of E. coli was observed, and in another case, Enterobacter species was isolated. In 90% of the cases, that is 67 out of 75 samples, Gram staining findings were correlating with culture findings. It was observed that purulent of mucopurulent sputum gave better isolation of pathogens rather than mucoid or mucosalivary sputum. Antibiotic sensitivity of Gram-negative bacilli is shown in Table:Figure 2. In 33.33%, that is 2 out of 6 of M. catarrhalis strains, resistance was observed to macrolides, and another 33.33% of isolated strains showed resistance to penicillin. S. pneumoniae isolates showed sensitivity to both penicillin and macrolides. Predominance of male over female patients is shown in the study can be explained by the fact that in our country, males are exposed more to outside environment because of their mobility as compared to females. Moreover, smoking habits are more pronounced in males that constitute one of the predisposing factors for the development of COPD. Smoking and air pollution are responsible for decrease in mucociliary clearance and innate immunity. It leads to increased bacterial colonization that can give rise to increased airway inflammation and thus exacerbations. Growth of pathogenic organisms was obtained in 56%, that is 42 out of 75 of sputum samples. Culture positivity depends on the nature of sputum, transportation time, and the number of organisms present in the sample. Arora et al. Have obtained growth in 72% cases, whereas Dalvi et al. Obtained growth in 57% of the samples, that is corresponding with our study. It is estimated that 50 to 75% of infective exacerbation are bacterial in origin. Gram staining, though viewed as a matter of controversy, but has remained a time-honored method for sputum samples. If the gram staining showed less than 25 pustules and greater than 10 epithelial cells, lower power field sample is considered adequate for culture. In our study, gram stain findings were in correlation with the culture findings in 90% of the cases. The discussion. Bacterial infections are generally considered to be the most common cause of COPD. It is estimated that more than 40% of all exacerbations are of bacterial origin. Accordingly, antibiotics should be administered in inpatients and outpatients with AECOPD exacerbations and change in sputum characteristics suggestive of bacterial infection. COPD exacerbations may be triggered by acquisition of new bacterial species or by an increase in the absolute number of same bacteria or the different strain that colonize their airways. The maximum number of cases showing AECOPD were greater than 55 years of age in our study, which can be explained by the fact that chronic bronchitis has highest prevalence in 5th and 6th decade. P. aeruginosa was isolated more in hospitalized patients, that is 25.92% as compared to outpatients. S. pneumoniae isolates also showed same results. This shows that more is the severity of the disease, more is the chance of isolating P. aeruginosa and S. pneumoniae as the causative organisms. The association of P. aeruginosa with severe airflow obstruction has already been documented. Presence of gram-negative bacilli colonizing the oropharynx increased the severity of underlying respiratory alteration. H. influenzae was not isolated in our study and other Indian studies, so it is a common pathogen in Western countries. This difference may be due to different environmental conditions and inadvertent use of antibiotics. The resistogram obtained in our study showed that Klebsiella oxytoca strains resistant with 100% to first and second generation cephalosporins and aminoglycosides. As only two strains of K. oxytoca were obtained in this study, both from hospitalized patients, it's difficult to comment upon the resistance pattern. Resistance shown by them can be because of colonization by the hospital strains. Moreover, the resistogram, that is chart 1, is clearly showing that about 60% of isolated Pseudomonas aeruginosa and 50% of Acinetobacter species were resistant to the commonly used first and second generation cephalosporins. Resistogram could not be done separately for inpatients and outpatients because of insignificant difference between the two groups. Though response to quinolones was excellent for majority of pathogens, it cannot be considered as the first option for starting treatment, as its frequent usage can lead to emergence of resistant strains. Mechanisms like selective pressure on organism due to uncontrolled use of quinolones, decreased permeability and active efflux of antimicrobial agent are involved for the emergence of resistant strains. To conclude, the present study and a few previous Indian studies have shown that bacterial flora responsible for AECOPD is different in our country from that of the Western countries, and so is their sensitivity pattern. So for the management of these cases, can we rely fully on either British or American Thoracic Society guidelines? To get the answer to this query, there is a need for more studies involving large population for proper management of these cases in our settings. Acknowledgement. We are grateful to our medicine department for their full cooperation for this study.